This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. We should be hearing some intro music at this point for the show, but we're apparently experiencing some technicalities, as I like to say. But we are live. We are on the air. This is Free Talk Live. Our phone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about, well, anything you want. So you can talk about anything we're talking about, stuff we've talked about in the past, stuff you think we should talk about that we haven't. It's all up to you. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We have a special guest joining us, and you are?
The Domster.
The Domster. Make sure you lean up against the mic, almost like put it on your face when you're talking into it.
The Domster.
There you go. All right. What's up? And?
And I'm nobody.
All right. And we're going to kick this thing off tonight with a little bit of a... this is something that Richie Rich actually brought to our attention. Apparently, Germany, the German MP, has suggested similar restrictions to COVID-19 lockdowns to fight climate change.
Okay.
Yeah,
crazy. Because that makes sense somehow?
It doesn't make any sense to me. This headline is baffling. I haven't read this article in advance, so I can't tell you what's in it if you're about to ask questions. But I was just like, okay, we know that governments rarely give back power once they take it, right? We've seen that with, anything really, right? We saw it with Prohibition, right? It used to be you could just make alcohol, sell alcohol, and, transact and, however you want or whatever. Prohibition came around, and instead of, they say Prohibition ended. Well, it didn't really end. What they did is they just regulated and taxed it heavily, right? So now you had to get licensing and all that kind of stuff to do alcohol or be in the alcohol business.
They say slavery ended, too. But it actually didn't if you look at the 13th Amendment.
Well, they just made everybody a slave, right?
And yeah, pretty
much. We just have slavery light, is like I like to call it.
Yeah. Well, everybody's a part-time slave, but then they're still authorized to enslave anyone who breaks any law, which is everyone, since they've now passed so many laws that you can't turn around without breaking one.
Yeah, there are so many laws that they can't be counted, literally. Like, people have tried, and they can't.
So doesn't that mean they don't count?
Well, that means that they died counting? I'm not really sure. I don't think anybody died counting laws, but something like 40,000 new laws every year.
Right? How do I enslave thee? Let me count the ways.
Yeah, on top of, all of the laws that exist already. And so, of course, with COVID-19, the governments have gone way too far with their authoritarianism in these lockdowns and masking orders and, all that fun stuff that we've been experiencing.
I'm kind of convinced they jumped the shark in, 1972 or so. So they've been in way too far land for a long time.
Yeah. But, we continue to see, with the Patriot Act, that was supposed to be temporary, and they just renewed it, for another 6 months, another year. And then they're like, oh, no, we'll just, now it's in perpetuity. Right?
It's nothing more temporary than, or nothing more permanent than a temporary government program.
It's the closest thing they've developed to immortality.
Yes.
If you can't be immortal, try to be a government program.
So we saw it, the Patriot Act, of course, brought us the TSA. That hasn't gone away, of course. Although
thousands standing around.
Although while we're asking questions, whatever happened to terrorism? The terrorism, did we solve terrorism? It seems to be gone.
Once they've started their next war, they don't worry about their last one. Now we're in war on COVID. So none of the things that they have little wars on were issues before they had wars on them.
Somebody mentioned to me that the lockdown solved mass shootings. And I said, well, is the government still bombing people?
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like a mass shooting to me, just one big bullet.
I will say that they have found the perfect way to stop school shootings, which is shut down the schools.
I mean, that's been like a libertarian ideal for a long time, right? Homeschool all your children, get them the hell out of public schools,
yeah,
because, you know, they're being brainwashed for 12 years or more.
I mean, homeschool them or private school them or, you know, do something with them.
Yeah, that's not, you know, public school.
That's not. There was a great talk. Somebody gave it to the NRA years ago, where he said, okay, well, we found all this, all the problems, we've solved all these gun law problems, they're going to repeal all the gun laws except one, which is, you have to, they're very concerned about safety, so they want you to, they want to do daily inspections of your weapons to make sure they're safe. So every day they're going to send a car by and they're going to pick up your guns and, you know, they're going to take them back to a big building and check them out and make sure they're safe and functioning properly, and then they'll return them every night. And of course all the NRA members were like, that's crazy talk, we're not going to do that. The guy said, well, why do you do it with your children?
Oh, nice. I have not heard that before. That's fantastic.
I don't know where I heard the story even, and I don't know if it's apocryphal, but it is a great thought, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many gun owners would say, no, I'm not going to do that, and then send their children off to public schools. And, well, you know, if you send your children to Caesar to be educated, don't be surprised when they return as Romans.
Amen to that. And that's a great analogy. Is that right?
It's not an analogy.
Simile?
Metaphor? Now, a simile?
Metaphor?
Is like a metaphor.
Probably.
similar to
a simile. In order to be a simile, it has to use the word like or as. That's
hence, like a
definition.
So everybody from California is always like doing similes?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna, like, why weren't you there? Like, I don't know. Like,
oh,
I just
my
flaked.
Gosh.
Right? Like, like, you know? No, I'm just kidding.
That's a pet peeve of mine when people use the word like so many times.
That's like a pet peeve of yours?
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's
a bit
all
different.
The time.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, this is actually from RT.com. Thank you, Richie Rich, for providing this. Humanity should sacrifice personal freedom, just as many nations did during the COVID-19 pandemic, in order to successfully fight climate change. Climate change? Climate change.
Just washed your lips and you can't do a thing with them?
That's right. A German MP has said, adding that there will never be a vaccine against CO2.
Which is good, because CO2 will not make you sick. As a matter of fact, you need it. If you don't have enough CO2, you have problems breathing. That's why when people hyperventilate, they have to breathe into a paper bag for a while. They need the CO2.
Yeah, well, and we expel CO2 as a natural part.
That's
of
because it misbehaves in class. We have to expel it.
but it's also what the vegetation inhales, if you will.
Yes, it's plant food.
Right. Whereas what
and
they expel
the
is what we inhale.
The funny thing that surprised...
Very symbiotic relationship there.
Yeah, the thing that surprised a lot of people, and I thought was kind of obvious, is that as CO2 gets higher, plants grow more, and then the CO2 comes out of the atmosphere because the plants are eating it.
So if you're a tree hugger, you should love CO2 then, shouldn't you?
Oh, interesting. One would think so.
It's true. Well, the thing about environmentalists is they are locked on to this idea that, like, one state of the world was good, mm-hmm. and any deviation from that state is bad. But if you look at the history of the Earth, it's been in constant flux.
Right.
And so the thing that would be most unnatural would be for the Earth to freeze like it is and stay this way forever.
Right, yeah. I mean, the climate has been changing as long as the Earth has been around, near as we can tell, and long before humans had really anything to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, to say that humans even have anything to do with it, I don't know. But, you know, I'm not that kind of a scientist. I've not studied those things myself. But I'm with George Carlin when he says when the Earth is done with human beings, he's going to shake us off like a bad case of fleas.
There you go.
The hubris of us to think otherwise, I think, is, well, it's dumb. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up for you. 603-283-6160.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Our phone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
The Dom, sir.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about all sorts of things already. We started trying to talk about this bit from Germany where an MP suggests restrictions similar to COVID-19 lockdowns to fight climate change. And I was my point that I was trying to make before we got sidetracked was, the government never gives power back once it takes it away. And we've seen repeatedly, we've covered it here on this show, just in the time that I've been on this show, where, government takes something away, or if the government in some other place does a thing, other governments soon follow suit.
They get jealous.
They do, and they're like,
what, you beat your peasants, we can't beat ours, how is that fair?
Right.
Where did we get all our ideas from about this to begin with? We got it from Wuhan, China.
Right, because
all of them.
Yes, yeah, because they went ahead and like literally locked down. Mm-hmm. They were boarding people inside of buildings.
Yeah,
they're actually right now. They've just decided to jail one of the people who had the temerity to report on what was going on there for 4 years. They just finished a show trial for her. They like to do those between Christmas and New Year. Because Americans aren't paying attention.
Right. Wait, by they you mean China?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so I figure that if somebody in Germany is mentioning, hey, these lockdowns are such a good idea for COVID-19, let's use them to help us, battle climate change, then it's only a matter of time before we see that happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only a matter of time.
Sadly.
They've already suggested killing off like 20% of the human race, so.
I had a ton of people earlier this year on my Facebook friend list bragging about how the lockdown has brought dolphins back into Venice and the water's turned clear again and finally pollution's gone away.
Well, I'll be happy when those dolphins are out of Venice and the humans are back.
How about the many, many tons of face masks and plastics from them that will be polluting the earth?
Yeah, I didn't see them share anything about that.
Yeah, I saw an article on that recently.
The earth is just a ball of rock. It doesn't care what's on it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, the hubris of humanity to think that we could do something to affect the earth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just an update of an earlier theme. To prosper is sin. And what happens if you sin? You will burn in the eternal fires of global warming.
Yeah.
I thought we'll all be underwater, though. Wouldn't that keep us cool?
Yeah. I don't know where they're going to find enough water to make that happen, but keep me posted.
The Earth is mostly water. Shouldn't be too hard.
Well, 2/3 of the surface area is water, but that's already there.
Okay. So, going on, Germany had barely started its coronavirus vaccination campaign when Social Democratic MP Karl Lauterbach warned that...
Lauterbach.
Lauterbach.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's not louder.
Not louder.
I thought he was just a Lauterbach.
Yeah, it's not... Chatterbox. It's not like Beethoven's like, Lauterbach, louder, I can't hear you.
Well, Beethoven couldn't. He was deaf.
Hey, what's brown and sits on a piano bench? Beethoven's first movement.
Oh, wow, isn't that special? Why isn't Beethoven write any music anymore?
Is he dead?
He's decomposing.
So this Democratic MP, Karl Lauterbach, warned that his compatriots need to brace themselves for yet another challenge, global warming.
I think what we should do is we should solve the problem of global warming by first and foremost killing off the most useless and most highly consuming people on the face of the earth. And I'm talking, of course, about politicians.
Oh,
I realize this is a hard pill to swallow, but I'm willing to make that sacrifice in order to make the Earth a better place.
It's mighty big of you.
Yes. Well, they're always sacrificing my life for me because they're such wonderful people. So I think that I should do the return the favor and sacrifice their life for them.
Oh yeah, we were talking about, like, where did terrorism go, right? Where did you know, public shootings go, right? They're gone. They don't exist anymore.
Well, where are you going to find anybody?
Just like that. Well, you can still find plenty of people at things like government facilities.
Yeah, but the government doesn't want to set up shootings at government facilities unless there are innocent civilians there, like school children.
I mean, I'm just spitballing here, but like the DMV, right? Department of Motor Vehicles, you know? Everybody's still got to, like, renew their frickin' driver's license or get their new, you know, license
plate. Why? Where are they going to go?
Well, that's true. That's true. But if you don't, you know, you risk being pulled over by the road pirates.
Not if you never leave the house.
I suppose.
Mm. See, this laptop solves a lot of problems.
He goes on, quote, "We need measures to deal with climate change that are similar to the restrictions on personal freedom imposed to combat the pandemic." How do you jump from lockdown for the pandemic to lockdown for climate change? I don't understand how you jump from one to the other. The professor,
I've got power to really mess up people's lives, and I enjoy doing that, so I don't want to give it up.
I
don't know. I'm just spitballing what he might be thinking.
The professor of health economics and epidemiology at the University of Cologne.
Oh, and he's a professor too.
Wrote
isn't
in a
that special
guest piece for Die Wheat newspaper. I'm probably mispronouncing that. He
Die Wheat Die.
What's wheat?
I hate wheat.
Defight. Yeah. He added that he hoped climate change issues would play a dominant role during the upcoming election campaign ahead of the federal ballot scheduled for September 2021.
On a serious note, I read a few weeks ago that all the lockdowns that have already taken place, there hasn't been any significant impact on CO2 levels. In fact, they might even have gone up because people are keeping their heat and their air conditioning higher than in the office.
Right.
So.
Right, because individuals are heating their houses more often, more frequently, because they're staying home than they would had they actually gone to work.
So this doesn't make any sense.
Don't people want their cats to be warm?
Cats have fur, dude.
I guess they do. I don't know. I wouldn't leave my house cold if my dog was going to be there. Although dogs have fur, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can leave it colder than you can if you're, like, leaving a child or something, you know. Although you probably shouldn't be leaving a child alone at home unless they're old enough to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 is our number if you'd like to join us. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats narrowly approve a bill to cut $2,000 stimulus checks to Americans who qualify for them. The vote was 275 to 134. The bill now heads to the Republican-led Senate, where it needs 60 votes to pass. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey is not a fan of the enhanced stimulus checks.
Why would we be sending $2,000 to people with a six-figure income who've had no suspension, no reduction of their income at all? Consider the millions of federal employees. Never missed a check. Why would we be sending several thousand dollars to these folks? This money isn't sitting on a shelf. We're going to print it or we're going to borrow it.
Toomey speaking there on Fox News regarding those direct stimulus payments, either $600 or $2,000, will be hitting people's bank accounts by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News. All passengers flying from the UK now have to show they've tested negative for COVID-19 to come to the United States. The order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was announced Christmas Day and went into effect today. Passengers have to get tested within 3 days of their departure from the UK and provide documentation of their results to their airline. Chicago-based United Airlines says it's making same-day pre-flight rapid tests available to travelers at London's Heathrow Airport. China is continuing to punish whistleblowers for reporting on the coronavirus.
An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
The dumpster.
And nobody. And just to clarify, somebody asked during the break whether I actually believed that the government set up shootings. And I will say that I do know for a fact that they murder children because they drop bombs on villages full of them all the time. So I wouldn't put it past them.
Indeed. There you go. Indeed. And I wanted to tell you all that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized by your needs. I need to get an actual cornucopia so I can just hold that up to the cameras while I'm saying cornucopia. I like the word cornucopia, too. It really rolls nicely. Anyway, there's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. So, where were we?
Keen.
We were in
New Hampshire.
The
home of the Free State Project.
Well, is Keene the home of the Free State?
Well, no, New Hampshire is home of the Free State Project. But you can't be in all of New Hampshire at the same time. You have to be in a particular part of it unless you're very, very large.
You can't be state omnipotent?
Okay. No, you can't be omnipotent. You can try.
Can you try?
You can try.
So Keene in Manchester is where it's biggest, right?
Manchester is the largest city in New Hampshire, correct me if I'm wrong.
The Queen City is what they call the largest city in a given state if it is not the capital.
Is that what? I thought it was just the city where the rock band Queen toured most.
No, that's actually a misnomer. It's also not the city with the most gay people. Although, quite possibly in the case of New Hampshire, it is.
Understood. Seattle might also be that for the state of Washington.
Quite possibly.
Indeed.
The Queen City?
Yeah.
Cincinnati is called the Queen City, and I think it's the second biggest. No, I think it's the third biggest in Ohio.
Maybe it was the biggest when they started calling it that. These things change over time, and nicknames don't always...
You learn something new every day.
It's true.
I try not to, but sometimes I do.
Usually it's something I didn't want to know.
So anyway, this article from RT talks about Germany, an MP in Germany, suggesting similar lockdown restrictions to COVID-19 to fight climate change.
We need to bring back that Nuremberg thing. That worked really well for keeping the German government in check for a while there. Just start hanging them once in a while, and they'll stop with all this nonsense.
I was, I don't know if the word enthused is correct. I was, my heart was slightly warmed when, because, you know, the Congress bastards signed this stimulus package bill. Supposed to be a COVID relief bill, and of course they're giving $600
I don't need COVID relief. I need government relief.
Yeah, they're giving $600 to people and hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign countries.
Yes, so that all of your money will cease to be of value.
I'm just shocked how that's not irritating people the country.
When this was announced and people started analyzing the 5,000 pages that were in the bill that nobody bothered to read because they didn't have enough time, and people spoke out against and signed it anyway, and then
pass the bill without reading it. It's essential. How do you know you didn't read it?
Right. So when the analyses started coming out on the social media, my heart was warmed slightly in that I started seeing, and I even reposted one, memes about what you could buy with your $600. And one of the nice things that you could buy was a nice guillotine. You know?
I thought they cost $1,200.
Well, plans to, like, buy the materials from Home Depot to buy.
Oh, okay. So this is a poor man's guillotine. Because you could get a whole nice guillotine built for you for the $1,200 they gave us the first time. Maybe, and I was ready to do it.
Maybe you and another person could put your individual $600, you know, COVID relief bucks together. Mm-hmm. And that would make $1,200.
So are they giving, how much are they giving away to the connected people as part of this? Is it $3 trillion again?
Oh, it's like $700 billion or something like that.
That's it?
Well, I mean, that's a lot.
For the connected people, though?
Well, I mean, I assume that they're all connected, right?
No. The connected people are the people in the club. The people, not us.
Yeah.
The corporate CEOs, the billionaires, the people that matter.
So, yes, lots of corporations and some nonprofit companies are getting boatloads of money for reasons that they don't understand. I don't understand. Nobody seems to understand. Nobody can explain it. When Congress is asked about it, they're like, "Oh, we don't know." It's like, well, why did you sign it? Congress didn't even write the damn thing. Nobody's talking about who wrote it.
Mnuchin and Pelosi who wrote it, right? And McConnell and there too.
They didn't write it themselves, right?
The corporations,
like, you know,
did it for them, probably.
Who did? That seems to be a mystery.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's lots of money is going to the connected, but it's going in ways that are indirect.
Well, it has to be indirect. You can't just say, oh, and all of my campaign donors get $1 million each, you know, because they donated 10,000. And it sounds like that's not profitable, but it's okay because I'm giving away your money, not mine.
I don't know that I have anything in show prep for that particular topic, but I have been paying attention to it vaguely. I know that the Trumpanzee in charge, or the Trumpster, the Trumpmeister, he's been pardoning everybody except people who really deserve it.
Yeah, about, why, who else did he pardon? Just the,
some Blackwater people? Like,
okay, well, I know that one group. Was there anybody else, or?
Let's find out.
Are you just using a very small definition of everybody?
Well, what I'm really trying to get at is he's not pardoning, Ross Ulbricht, for example.
Yeah, or Ross would be a good star. Julian Assange. Chelsea Manning.
Yep.
What's the other guy's name? Snowden.
Yep.
Where are the Snowdens of yesteryear? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Which is a line from Catch 22. If you haven't read it, do.
Catch 22, the movie?
Well, I was suggesting that you should read the book, because reading the movie is difficult. But you could read the movie if you can.
You got to read captions. The movie. Closed captioning, bro. I use it all the time.
That's true.
I learned to use closed captioning living in an apartment, right? Because sometimes you don't want to be, or your apartment's got thin walls, and you don't want to be bothering your neighbors. You know, when it's late at night, you want to watch a movie.
Yeah, but is porn really interesting with closed captions?
Sometimes.
Okay.
If you can read a foreign language, anyway. No, apparently my show prep only calls out Trump for pardoning these Blackwater bastards.
Yeah.
Who are guilty as, well, I assume, allegedly guilty.
They're guilty of, I'm quite sure they are guilty. It's, you know, not the My Lai massacre, but, you know, the thing is, the thing that annoys me about that kind of prosecution is it indicates that, you know, we didn't expect this to happen when we declared war, but atrocities are the constant companion of wars, and we should expect atrocities every time we declare one.
One person in our chat room says, being everywhere at once is omnipotent, omnipresent, not omnipotent, and all-seeing would be omniscient, or all-knowing. Thank you, Gary, for the clarification. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up for you.
All-seeing would be all-voyant.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The best Liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is Free Talk Live. Our phone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you would like to join in the conversation, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Joining me in the studio tonight, it's
the Domster.
And nobody.
And, of course, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. I was hoping to have another title this year when one of our other co-hosts, Aria, ran for sheriff of the county that we happen to be in, so that I could be Deputy Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, but alas, that did not occur, despite her nationwide publicity. So, I'll just stick with...
There's always next year.
Captain's fine. So let's do what we like to do here on Free Talk Live and go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Dan calling from Nebraska. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. I guess I just wanted to call in because I heard you guys talking about the pardons the last segment and talk about the people who you think should be pardoned.
Yes.
I actually...
Who's been pardoned already? Because the only ones I'm aware of are the Blackwater dudes.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I didn't want to talk about them as much as I want to talk about the other people that you mentioned who you'd like to have pardoned.
Okay, so I think we said Snowden, we said Assange, and we said Ross Ulbricht, if I'm...
Chelsea Manning.
Oh, Chelsea Manning, right.
Right. I think, in my opinion, I mean, I don't usually agree with Free Talk Live, but I'm actually sympathetic to the idea of, having them pardoned. My only idea is that there have to be some serious stipulations with some of them, especially, Snowden, who I think that it would be pretty reasonable to make him, one, turn over everything he ever had, two, tell us whatever he gave out, which we know that he knows what he gave out. And
isn't what he gave out what he already told us? I mean, you could just read what he already said without asking him to write it all down again.
Well, look, I remember at the time there was a big debate, at the time there was a bigger debate over whether or not we could trust that he was telling us everything he had because we thought that he might have more. And so I think it would be fair to put a stipulation on a pardon for him on that, like, basically he's got to come clean and give us everything back. But then I would say that what he's done other than that, he should be pardoned for.
Would that be in the public interest or the government interest for him to do that?
It is 100% in the public interest to do that, because the public needs to be safe from other countries who would only use this want this data so that they can exploit us.
Well, if we want to be safe from other countries, the best way to do that is, first off, we should stop bombing other countries all the time, because that irritates people. Oddly enough, people get very petty about having bombs dropped on them, and they want to fight back when you do that. So not attacking the rest of the world would probably be the best step we could make toward actually having
some bombings. When we do the quote-unquote bombings you're talking about, they're for strategic reasons.
Well, then it's okay. I murdered you for a strategic reason. You shouldn't be mad.
Some of the bombing... Well, here's the deal. In the places that are very unfortunately war-torn, who would you rather have influencing it? Us? Russia? Iran? I mean, it's going to be somebody.
Russia or Iran would be my choice, because then I don't have to pay for it.
You seriously think that we should just let hostile rogue nations, who have an interest in spreading their ideology and making political...
You do realize that the rest of the world sees us as a hostile rogue nation that's spreading its ideology.
Right.
How do we differ exactly from them?
How do we differ from them?
Yes.
How about the fact that for starters, we are involved in multinational treaties and courts and other ways that the United States as an entity can arbitrate and make things right and make negotiations with other countries.
Okay, you do know that the United States is the only country in the world, I believe, whose military officers cannot be called into the world court due to war crimes, because the military, because the United States says that its people should not be held accountable for war crimes. Everybody else's people should be. I mean,
that's a shame. I would agree with you. That's a shame.
And now, it is true that we're involved in many world bodies, but then again, you know, China is on the Human Rights Council last I saw. You know, when they can find the time to attend meeting between disemboweling Muslims to sell their organs to Saudi Arabian princes.
Why don't we just invade every country that doesn't have our, quote-unquote, our values?
Well, I see, that's the thing, is we don't have one set of my values. My set of values say you can be as big a jerk as you want to in your country, and I'm not going to invade you. But if you come here and you're a jerk here, then I might do you some harm.
Well, no, here's the thing. It's like not every country, though, is in the middle of a hot war where the future of that country and the region is going to be in the hands of whoever wins, be it us or somebody else. And I don't understand why. And at a time when we're afraid of places like Russia and China consolidating power, we would say something like, oh, why not let Syria, which was, we know that they're critical for the Russian economy, okay? Why would we just give it to them? All right. Why would we let them have influence there where they shouldn't, okay?
Why should we have influence there is my question. More importantly, why should I pay for influence there? You know?
Because frankly, I'm not scared
of the Russian government or the Chinese government. I'm scared of the United States government, because that's the only one that harms me.
You absolutely benefit, though, from us doing these things. You know, our number one, the dollar you use every day is strengthened and protected by these bombings.
Okay, the only thing I do for the dollar, which, by the way, the bombings aren't working very well because in the last 100 years it's lost 96% of its value, and that's actually outdated. It's still falling. But... No, the only thing I do with dollars is I yeet them as fast as I can because I don't want blood money.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I can't think of any.
Even the Bitcoin, even the strength of your Bitcoins and stuff are dependent on the dollar because
no, that's not true.
Those could not be a standalone currency. All right, they wouldn't be a standalone.
They already are.
Sure, they could.
They already are.
I'm sorry, but they piggyback off of the dollar as far as the value they have.
They do not.
Okay, well, no. Let's
just as every other currency in the world does.
Okay, now how exactly does this work? In order for Bitcoin to have value, somehow the dollar has to have value. How exactly do the economics of that work?
Well, I'll tell you how they work because people are choosing to trade their United States dollars for Bitcoin, mostly because they see it as a function of some type of, like, value-holding thing. They're not using it as money. And if there wasn't the pipeline of dollars going in and out of Bitcoin, it wouldn't be worth nearly as much.
I used Bitcoin to buy my dinner last night.
Yeah, I mean, you can trade Bitcoin for stuff, and you can trade stuff for Bitcoin. So yeah.
I bought a 12-pack of beer for Bitcoin today.
But how do you know the price of what things would be set without the dollar? You wouldn't. That's another way that the Bitcoin relies on the
dollar.
It would
just be 0.000082 Bitcoin instead of, you know, $20 or whatever.
You can set the prices in anything you like. You can set them in silver. You can set them in gold. You can set them in dollars. You can set them in Bitcoin. It doesn't matter.
What do you think would happen if everyone sold off all their dollars? Do you honestly think that Bitcoin wouldn't have any value because it's based on the dollar?
It would have some, but if dollars were to go away, it would probably become dependent in the same way off of other currencies in the world. And instead of just having one reserve currency, there would probably just be multiple, like, then upper tier competing currencies, but not one which is the polar force of the United States dollar that holds, you know, this, that holds basically this
understanding
of what things
are. Hey, Dan, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it.
The dollar mostly has value because if you trade something else for oil, the government will murder you.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. When you amp Free Talk Live, you get perks like access to the amp-only Facebook group and amp podcast. Visit amp.freetalklive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.